This is Ozarks at Large. A local food recovery nonprofit is hoping to expand its operations after it was accepted into a national accelerator program. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with its co-founders to find out how they plan to get more fresh produce to those who don't always have access to it.
Are y'all good today? Okay.
We meet Alyssa Snyder and Margaret Thomas during Thursday's Farmers Market on the Fayetteville Square.
You can have this lettuce and...
It's around noon and the Farmers Market is winding down. That's when Snyder and Thomas step in to collect surplus produce that they'll then distribute throughout the community.
We do everything in real time, so nothing's getting like sorted out. Everything's going directly, hopefully, to the homes that it will then be eaten at.
As they make their rounds, they pick up some lettuce and cucumbers from one of the farmers.
Thank you.
The women are two of the co-founders of Seeds That Feed. Thomas is the chief feeder, and Snyder is the chief seeder. Okay. Snyder says the nonprofit was born in 2012 when they became aware of the hunger statistics in the area.
You know, at that point, I had lived here for 11 years, and then one of our other co-founders had lived here his whole life, and then, you know, Margaret as well. And so it was kind of one of those things where if we hadn't seen it and we'd been here this long and we'd been students and residents, you know, were other people aware? And so it kind of, that's kind of where the conversation began.
Snyder says they started by going to local pantries to find out more about what was missing from their shelves.
Kind of across the board, unanimously, we were hearing, you know, fresh food. Fresh food, that's what people want. And so we started looking in, okay, where's fresh food? And where, you know, what's being done in that area?
Thomas says from there, they've spent the last 7 years working at the farmers markets and directly with farmers to divert an average of 30,000 pounds of produce to as many as 35,000 people throughout Benton and Washington counties each year.
Yeah, when we're at the market, you know, all of our farmers are our friends, and some are more like family now, so it's very enjoyable, especially on the Tuesday and Thursday markets because it's a bit slower and you can talk more.
Seeds That Feed distributes food to shelters, pantries, and organizations that provide community meals. They also take their mobile pantry directly into neighborhoods. Ann Snyder says they've recently set up seed stands in several low-income communities.
Those are our wooden, sort of old-school food stand, wooden farm stands that we're placing in neighborhood areas via a grant from the Walmart Foundation. And that'll allow us to regularly drop off in some of these neighborhoods so that, you know, we can have more consistent access.
Two of the stands are just down the road from the square at Hillcrest Towers, a Fayetteville Public Housing Authority apartment complex. One is inside the building, the other is outside at the bus station.
It just allows people to shop, quote unquote, everything's free. But, you know, it's all about the experience, and they can come and choose what they want, get a reusable bag, and then text in so that we can notify them when we're dropping off and refilling.
Snyder says they've also set up stands at Morgan Manor, another housing authority property in Fayetteville, at the bus station in downtown Springdale, and Dixieland Apartments in Rogers, which is a senior subsidized housing complex.
And then we have neighborhood advocates that come in at the end of the day. If there's anything left, it's either taken out to other places or composted if needed.
Snyder and Thomas head to Hillcrest Towers after they load their mobile pantry with the day's haul.
Do you want to bring some veggies home with you? We're going to put some up on the stand. Sure.
This is the first day they're setting out produce at the seed stands.
So we've got different kinds of peppers over here, summer squash, butternut squash, cucumbers, eggplant, and okra, and a few flower bouquets.
Ann Snyder says they hope to reach even more people in the community thanks to a grant from ReFed, the only nonprofit in the country dedicated to reducing food waste.
So the whole idea behind this accelerator is they're looking for food recovery organizations that also have a way or an idea of earning revenue. which 5 days before the application was due, we did not.
But Snyder says the idea came together quickly, and now the organization plans to start working with local healthcare providers who can give produce directly to their patients.
Patients being, people qualifying who are low income, maybe have trouble getting out of the house or homebound or have limited mobility, and then also are experiencing some sort of chronic illness or some sort of ailment that could be affected by healthier eating.
Illnesses like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, or high cholesterol. Snyder says the accelerator program is going to get them from a rough idea to a pitchable one by the end of the year.
So we just went out to San Francisco for a week. That was the first. We'll go back at the end of October for the 2019 Food Waste Summit. Which we'll have an opportunity to present at. And then we'll also be working with some of the mentors and network there. And then in December, we will be going to Chicago, where we'll be pitching for investors.
In between the in-person learning labs, Snyder says they participate in a virtual curriculum once a week and have access to dozens of experts in the business of food and technology.
There's so many, but we've got, we're working with Harvard Law and Blue Apron and DoorDash and Afresh and Imperfect Produce and Taylor Farms, these access to these connections that are just, insane and awesome.
125 organizations applied, hoping to get a spot in the ReFed Accelerator. 10 were accepted. The goal, Snyder says, is to develop ideas and actions that lead to the doubling of healthy food available to the 40 million Americans facing food insecurity.
Some of these other organizations that are in the accelerator already have huge capacity and reach. And so being able to come together with them and start working together and start collaborating on a bigger scale is huge.
All the chosen organizations received $30,000, and one organization will be awarded another $100,000 if it's picked as the winner of the accelerator program. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.